The Gemara in Erevin Daf Ayin Dalet, the Gemara says the following Maisa, fascinating Maisa, which is brought down in the Mishnah Halachas from the Menashe Hakotan, the Menashe Klein. He brings this Maisa because there was a big tumult. There's always tumults when it comes to Erevin. But in Erevin, where sometimes people become big kanoim when they don't like an Erev. And the Maisa was, he brings this in his tshuva, that in Borough Park, where he was matted the Erev, which is really based on the Chazon Ish, B'Yosoido, it's really Machlokes Chazon Ish and Rav Moshe, but according to Chazon Ish, Chazon Ish Yedua in his tshuva writes that Yosoimach on Oimim Meruba Alaporetz, he says all cities like Paris are Oimim Meruba, but it's not relevant to right now. But the point is, Rav Menashe Klein was Makel on the Erev in Borough Park. Rav Moshe, we know, was Asra the Mar, but that's not relevant for now. But the point is, he was Makel. But someone came and broke the Erev, took the Tzuras HaPesach, and he went and he cut the string and he broke the pole. It was Mazik and he broke it. So he wrote a tshuva and he wrote as follows. The people that did it said, we've seen the Gemara and Erev in numerous times where this people went and broke the Erev or stopped the Erev or prevented it from being used. So the Maisa in the Gemara and Ayin Dalet is as follows. Ibus Bari lived in a Mavui. Ovadlei Lechaya. They made a Lechi. Now, this is a Machlokes in the Gemara, Rav and Shmuel. If a Mavui requires a Lechi, is sufficient, one Lechi or one Kaira, or you need to have a two Lechayim, like a Chotzer. Chotzer is more stringent, even though a Mavui is more of a place of a public domain than a Chotzer. Chotzer is more private usage, Mavui is more public. Why should a mavui be more makel, be more kuladikadin than a chotzer? So the reason is, the Rishonim explain, is because the characteristic of a mavui is a public domain. It's open to Rishus Rabim. So it all it needs is very little to retain that status. It's sufficient if it has a lechi to retain the status of this public area. Mashekin a chotzer, which is more private usage, you need a pas dalad, or you need two lechayim, or two sapesach, obviously. Because it needs much more to retain its status to the friendship between that and the area that it's open to the area that is open to the Rishus Rabim, Chotz is more private uses. But the point is, there was a Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, if a Mavui, what's called a Mavui? Mavui knows the street. Does a Mavui have to have Batim v'chatzeros psuchim l'soicha, meaning plural, two homes, two chatzeros? Or Shmuel Shita was, it's enough if it's in one home, one chatzer. Doesn't have to have two homes and two chatzeros. So, in this Mavui, there was only one chatzer. It wasn't like two chatzeres, it wasn't two batim. And they allowed one lechi, like the din of a Mavui, according to Shmuel. V'shogelei to Shmuel. And the heksha of the Mavui, the heksha of this lechi, was based on the Tudas Kashas of Shmuel. So the Gemara says, Osa Rav Onon came along, Shadyei Zogdrashi, Hippil alechi. He took and he put it down. He took the lechi and he put it on the floor. So it should be used. Now Rashi instantly says, La'acha moy Shmuel. He only did this after Shmuel was avek, after the p'tira of Shmuel. And in that, the dyer of the chotzer, the person that lived in the Mavui, his name was Ibus Ba'i, he went to Rav Onan and he told him, Bevoire the dyer bei v'asinu mishmeidem ha-Shmuel, a Mavui that I live in, and that has a hechsham Shmuel, Nesi Rav Onan ba'Rav, Nishdei Mon, you're going to throw it on the ground. I have a Hechsham Shmuel. Shmuel's masking to this. But the point is that those that had a point of contention with Rav Menashe HaKotan, they said, we see in this Gemara that here Rav Onan went and he broke the Erev and he put it down. So Rav Menashe brings in his Tshuva Sefer in the Mishnah Halachas, forgot which Chelik, and he writes over there, he says, Punkt Fakert, from this Raya is a Fakert Raya. Not like you. Number one, it says in the Gemara, La'acha Mois Shmuel. Did not do it in his lifetime. He did it after his p'tira. After Shmuel's p'tira, so Rav Onan maybe was the poisek. So then he held like that. If you hold like that, that can do. But Stam, Bechaye Shmuel, he wouldn't do it, even though he held it was wrong. So we see clearly, if you hold something is wrong, doesn't mean you can break the Erev, or prevent, stop the Erev and put down the Lechi. And then he said more than that. He says, even when he put down the Lechi, the Gemara's Meduktik over here, Hippil HaLechi. It doesn't say he cut the string. Cut the string, you're a mazik. Cut the string, you're chayv in a zokin. Cut the string, you're posel edus if you're a mazik. So it's clearly in the Gemara that what you did, he writes in his tshuva, is not at all like this Gemara. It's the opposite of this Gemara. Number one, it says in Rashi, La'acha Moishmul. And number two, it says in Rashi, Hippil Alechi. Rashi doesn't say he broke the Lechi, he was Mapalit. And other Gemaras he brings also, we see every time they protested on the Erev, they didn't destroy the Erev. If you destroy it, that's already a din mazik. Now there is a Maisa, I think brought down Ishnois Leo, when the going came to Kaiden, and the going did not approve of the Erev, that he was there, so then one of the Talmidim, maybe he cut the string, some Maisa like that is brought down, I believe. But over there, it's not a Raya either, because over there, that's already as a Psak Din. The Goyin was a contemporary. Whoever held that it was a right Erev, he held it wasn't. So he wanted to make sure it's not used, but he held it wasn't. But stand for a Kanoi, for someone to come, and that is not Bechlal, a Poisek, to come and decide, I don't like people carrying here, I'm going to cut down the string. So he said, that for sure doesn't fall into this category at all. So upon him, from this Maisa, and for some reason by Erevin, there's a lot of point of content. When people don't like an Erev and there's a lot of kanois, we see numerous mice in the Gemara in Erevin where they went to stop and to from people from carrying. But he's medayik, he says the stopping was not done by destruction. It was hippila Erev, and the Tzvei Tzedik, he says, it's la'achar mois shmuel, not stam b'chayov. La'achar mois shmuel, so Rav Onan was talking to Poisek. That's the tshuva that he brings, very interesting, how to fear zich, even if you feel that the air was not correct.